Lamar Duncan woke up a few minutes past 11 a week later. His head throbbed and his throat was dry. He hadn't been away from Nikia's house in days. Empty Bacardi vodka bottles and fast food wrappers littered the top of the bedroom dresser. Since his involvement in the Dot shooting, he had been laying off weed to remain as alert as possible. He mistakenly believed a vodka shot was less problematic than a weed high when the police were possibly on his ass. Stupid. Amongst the clutter on the dresser were several $100 bills, the proceeds of Gunna's drug deals that he made while Lamar was locked down in the house, letting the heat from the Dot shooting die. He wished he had the courage to kill himself. How could he, though, when he was petrified of what was on the other side? He glanced over at the photograph of him and Nikia in New York's Times Square on the wall, both of them with bright smiles on their faces. He had to get his act together before he lost the best thing that had happened to him. She and her mother were sent from heaven, and a part of him wanted to keep a smile on their faces. Fueled by desperation and rage, he decided to get out of the house, to get a meal, and to get a hold of Gunna to put some things into perspective while Nikia was at class. After getting dressed, Lamar hopped into the pilot seat of the Marauder, shuttling his eyes back and forth to be sure he ducked any Philadelphia PD detectives. While he thought of where to eat, he heard his cell phone vibrating. He checked the caller ID, saw that it was Gunna, and answered the phone.